or may or may not have some.
Stuff in August.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Yes, Wendell, W-E-N-D-E-L-L, Isbell, I-S-B-E-L-L.
Verify your email address.
Isbell Wen, and that's I-S-B-E-L with one L, W-E-N, at hotmail.com.
Nope, didn't get there.
Okay, verify your telephone number.
Yes, I'm calling for my husband. He's sitting right here. I have you on speaker. So let me let you talk to him about what's going on. I was on hold for him. She wants your number. Phone number?
620-952-2765.
Okay, and verify your shipping address.
908 North Sullivan Street, Ulysses, Kansas, 67880.
Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like someone entered the sweepstakes drawing on October the 19th for a KitchenAid mixer. Looks like they also signed up for the discount Shopping Star membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 voucher to the discount Shopping Star online, and it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this entry on October the 19th,
no.
Correct?
We did not place that on November the 19th, where that 574 came out. And then on October the 24th, that 6732 came out. And we have no idea who or what. That card was compromised. We actually had to get that card discontinued because that was a debit card, actually. But we had to get it discontinued, and we got a new card, so that one no longer exists. However, somebody had been fraudulently using the card for the last 3 months, and we had no idea until we tried to use it, and there was no money in the account. And so then we had the bank to send us a
new card.
No, this thing. We got a new card, but the bank sent us statements for the last 7 or 8 months, and it goes back like 3 or 4 months, so somebody's been fraudulently using this card, and we wouldn't have known if they had been moderate and hadn't gotten so extravagant in the spending when we noticed we didn't have any money and got the printout. We noticed there's about 65 fraudulent charges on our account. This is just one of them. So our bank is taking care of that, but the person that I talked to from your company said we needed to cancel some subscription with you also since it's in our name.
Okay, so you've already disputing the charges with your credit card company?
Yes.
With our debit card company, yes, it was a debit card. This came straight out of our bank account. But yes, we are disputing it. And I think handling the big problem, but yours is just one of many.
Okay. Well, the account has already been canceled to stop all future charges. Due to the dispute file, you will need to give us a call back with your credit card company or debit card company on the line regarding that charge.
Well, we're not going to do all that. We're just going to turn all this over to our bank and let them handle it because We're not going to call 60 people back trying to get stuff straight like that. We're old people. I'm 67. I'll be 68 in December. My husband is 75. So we're just not going to go through all that. I was just calling. The only reason I call you guys is to verify what this charge was so we could make sure it wasn't something that we did, because we're having to go through all these statements to see which charges are ours and which ones are not. And most of these are DoorDashes. We don't even use DoorDash. A lot of them are Cash App. My husband doesn't have Cash App, and it was his card that was taken. And stuff like that we know we didn't do. But your number for your company, we had no idea what that was. So since there was a phone number on the statement, we just called to see what that was to make sure it wasn't a charge that we made. So that's all we really needed to know. But the young lady I talked to said we really needed to talk to you guys also. So that's the only reason we're talking to you, is to make sure it's canceled, that account is canceled. But I don't think we're going to be calling all these people back saying we're just going to let our bank handle this, and, you know, they'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.